go. Tyler lived in a little town that I don't think anybody here has ever been to. It's called Verona, Wisconsin. And Verona is known because it has one of the best swimming holes in the universe. And it's because that swimming hole is not a stream and it's not a river. It's an actual quarry, which means it's a big, big hole in the ground that filled up with water. But it makes for the best kind of swimming hole because it's a quarry, it has cliffs all around it. You can jump off the cliffs in the water. And Tyler and his friend Skipper, kind of a strange name, but the two of them were best friends, and they would go to the quarry and they would go swimming and hang out there in the sun and lie there looking at the blue sky. And one of the favorite things that they did was there was a huge tree on the side of the quarry and it had a big rope that had been tied onto it. And if you were just tall enough, which Tyler finally was at the time of this story, you could just reach up and grab the rope, and you'd jump on the rope and you'd swing out, and if you kicked your body just right and you pushed your feet and left your hands on the rope, your body would spin up and you'd do flips and then you'd splash into the water, and it was just great fun. And that's what Tyler and Skipper would do in their afternoons after school. Well, one day they were lying there after they'd been jumping off the rope and going into the water. They're lying there in the sun and drying off, and their hair was all kind of, you know,
messy
and just lying there and just enjoying looking up the sky. And Tyler was talking about how he needed to get a job because he needed to buy a new computer. He had a really old computer and he wanted a new one.
How old was he?
Tyler was, how old are you guys?
9, 8.
Tyler was 11. He was 11, just a little older than you guys are. So, he needed to find a job, and they lay there, but when you're 11 years old, there's really not too much you can do other than mow lawns, and he was figuring it was going to be a long time before he would mow enough lawns to be able to buy the new computer, and he was just kind of lying there saying, well, I guess I really probably won't be able to get a new computer. And after about an hour just lying in the sunshine, they walked home, and Tyler ended up walking home through Main Street, as he usually does in Verona, and he went down Main Street, and he turned left on Marshall Parkway, and then he turned right on Randall, and he went right up past the bank and the post office, and he saw a shop there, a shop that he'd never seen before. It had been an old, small, skinny little building, and now there was a sign that hung down that swung back and forth that said, Tenacity Magic, illusions bought, sold, and discovered. Well, it sounded like a magic shop. Illusions are another name for magic, and Tyler had always liked the idea of doing magic tricks. As a matter of fact, he had a few card tricks that he would play on his sister, and he had a little thing that was like a little guillotine to cut off your finger, and he'd pretend to cut off his finger, but it really didn't because it was just a magic trick. So the idea of a magic shop in a place like Verona, which really wasn't too much bigger than Niwot, was really something very, very special. Well, just like any one of you would do, he quickly opened the door and went in. And at first he couldn't see much because it was so dark in there and dusty. There was dust everywhere, kind of strangely so. It didn't make sense that there was so much dust. But on the shelves, sure enough, were magic tricks, all kinds of the magic bags and rings and pictures of water and cards and all the kind of things you'd imagine to see in a magic shop, but there wasn't anybody there. But when he walked in, a bell rang, one of those bells that are a little hanging thing, went ding, 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 ding. And after just a little bit, he heard some noises in back, and all of a sudden, a little man came running out. Now, the little man was, when I say little, he was little. I mean, he was only about this big, and he didn't have a hair on his head. I mean, he was like completely bald everywhere. He didn't even have any eyebrows. No nose hairs, nothing coming out of his ears. He didn't have hair anywhere. He was just a little guy that was actually kind of cute. And he had bright eyes, and he came walking out, and he said, can I help you? Well, Tyler just said, well, I like, you know, magic. I thought I'd look around. And I said, well, take a look around. Anything you want here is for sale if you want. So just take a look around. I can show you some magic tricks if you want. And Tyler was looking and kind of blowing the dust off, going, whoop, and picking up the rings and picking up the little pictures and all the little things that were there. And the guy came up to him. He said, so, you're pretty good at blowing the dust off this stuff. It seems like you're pretty good at dusting, aren't you? So, well, I guess so. You know, it's just kind of dusty, so I'm blowing the dust off. So, well, I could use somebody to help me out around here. Are you interested in a job for the summer? Well, Tyler was surprised because, of course, he was just out talking about a job. And here's a magic shop and a guy that's talking about a job. It sounded about the most exciting thing he could imagine. He said, well, I guess so. What would it be? Well, I just need somebody to dust and take care of the shop. Not much to do, really, just for you to be here and take care of the shop. Every now and then I got to leave. And when I'm gone, I need you to be here to take care of things. Well, what do I do if you're not here? Well, don't worry about it. If you're working for me and somebody comes in and wants to buy magic tricks, it really doesn't happen very often, but there's a little red buzzer right there. You just press that little red buzzer, push it, and I'll be right out. I'll be in the back most of the time, but I'll be right out when that little buzzer gets pressed. Well, Tyler thought about it. It seemed like a pretty simple kind of job. I mean, all he had to do was dust. He really didn't have to know too much about magic. He just had to ring the buzzer when somebody came in the store. And he said, well, okay, I'll take the job. When do you want me to start? He said, well, tomorrow's fine. How about tomorrow at 9 o'clock? See you at 9 o'clock. And with that, he disappeared into the back, and Tyler was left there, and he walked out the front door, and he went home. And he was pretty excited because he had, you know, a job. Well, the next day at 9 o'clock, he showed up and he went in, and the man explained, you know, I'm Mr. Tenacity, and this is Tenacity Shop, and this is my magic shop, and here's what I want you to do. It's really pretty simple. There's always dust everywhere. And Tyler looked around, and even the things that he dusted off just before, that the day when he blew them off, were dusty again. It was like there was dust everywhere inside. The sun was streaming through, and you could see all the dust kind of floating around. It was kind of a strange thing. And he said, okay, well, what do you want me to dust with? And Mr. Tenacity reached underneath the counter, and he pulled out a little kind of feather duster. He said, just like this. And he showed him, and he dusted it off, nothing hard. He said, well, that's all you want me to do is dust? He said, well, no, there's one other thing. You see, sometimes I have to go in back in that little room over there. And when I go back there and a customer comes in, I need you to ring the bell so that I can come out. So you don't have to tell anybody about magic, but when you see somebody, ring that bell so I can come back out again. And I said, well, what's back in the room? What's back? Oh, I can't tell you that. And another thing very important is you can never, ever, ever go back in that room. No matter what happens, you can't go back there to get me. Just ring the bell. Well, that sounded kind of strange to Tyler. He said, well, what's in the room? Oh, I can't tell you that. That's a secret thing. But do you promise me you'll never go into the room? He said, well, yes, of course. Okay, then you got the job. All right. Well, I'm going back there right now, so you just take care of the store. And the little man walked to the back of the shop. And Tyler watched because at the very back of the shop was a curtain. And the curtain was hung on a little curtain rod. And the little man looked over his shoulder and didn't see that Tyler was looking. And he reached up and underneath a little pot, he pulled out a key. And he looked back, made sure Tyler wasn't looking, but Tyler really was kind of looking out of the corner of his eye. And the man pulled the curtain apart and put the lock in a door and opened it and snuck in and closed the curtain behind him. Well, Tyler watched all of that. And he could just see a glimpse through the door. It was the kind of glimpse that just has you really curious. Because inside it looked like he could see some things that were kind of golden and kind of shiny. And it almost seemed like a little chair and some equipment or something like that. But then the door closed and he couldn't see anything else. And he just sat there and picked up the feather duster and started dusting. And he just started dusting everything. And even when he dusted it, it seemed like the dust would settle on it again, and he realized why he needed him to be here all day, because the dust just seemed to settling as he dusted off. And he thought people would come in the door, and nobody seemed to, and he realized that, boy, Mr. Tenacity probably didn't sell too many magic tricks. And he kept dusting and looking around and picking them up and trying to figure out how they worked. And he wondered what Mr. Tenacity was doing behind the door. And then he heard a hum. It wasn't like a hum, but it was like a deep hum. The kind of hum you can kind of almost feel. And then he could see this bright light shining from underneath the door. And then, whoosh, the hum completely stopped. And it just seemed to even be quieter in the building. Well, he just sat there and kept dusting. And of course, he was quite curious about going in back there, but of Mr. Tenacity had taken the key, and there wasn't any way to go through there, and he promised he wouldn't anyway, so he just kept dusting. And it was about maybe 20 minutes later when all of a sudden the bell rang, and Somebody came in looking for magic tricks. It was a father looking to buy magic tricks for his son, and he walked in and said, excuse me, but could I take a look at some of those disappearing silk scarves you got here? Well, Tyler didn't know how to answer it, so he just said, just a minute, let me get you some help. And he went back by the counter where the little button was, and he pressed it, and it didn't make any sound at all. It was like you were pressing a buzzer and nothing happened, and he was starting to worry that he was going to have to explain about disappearing scarves without knowing anything about disappearing scarves, and then all of a sudden, Now, we're going to kind of get a sense of what that was like. Did you hear how I kind of did that? Okay. When I go like this, you guys goes, Okay, you ready? It sounded exactly like that. And then all of a sudden there was bright light that seemed to be coming out from underneath the door. And then all of a sudden, the door opened, the curtain pulled back, and there was Mr. Tenacity. And it seemed like there was just like a puff of dust that came from the back room. Mr. Tenacity walked in and said, "May I help you?" And they said, "Well, I'm looking for scarves." And Mr. Tenacity helped them out, and the person left. And then Mr. Tenacity said to Tyler, "Well done. I'm going back in there. Just like you did before. If anything happens, press the button." Tyler couldn't help but watch again in the reflection as the man went back and took the key out and opened the door and snuck through. And again, he could see this little glimmer of gold. And the door closed and Mr. Tenacity was gone. And that was Tyler's job. It was the strangest job he'd ever heard of. And we talked about it to anybody else. They also thought it was quite strange. But for a day or two or three or four, that's all that happened. He just went in and dusted and dusted and dusted. And Mr. Tenacity would disappear in the back. And then somebody would come in, he'd press a button, and then he'd hear the sound, bright flash underneath. And there Mr. Tenacity would be with a little puff of dust coming out. Well, this would be a very boring story if that's all that happened through the summer. And if you'd like, we can make this a very boring story where I describe 40 days that are exactly like that, where he comes in and goes out. It'd be... Or something could happen that all of a sudden changes everything. Okay. So I guess we're going to... So something... All right. So let's see. So one day, it was a Wednesday. He started work at 9 a.m. just like every other day. And then at 1:17 p.m., that something happened. Mr. Tenacity all of a sudden got a phone call. He picked up the phone and he said, okay. And he hung up the phone. And he turned to Tyler and said, "I've got to leave for a little bit. I will be gone till exactly 2:17. So if somebody comes in during that time, and I'm not here, tell them to come back at 2:17. All right, see you later." And Mr. Tenacity walked out the door. Well, here's Tyler alone in the shop. And he remembers where the key is. And every time he kept dusting over by there, he'd keep remembering that that key was right there, and all he needed to do was open the door, and he'd be able to see what's behind it. But then he remembered he'd made the promise, and so he'd walk away from the door, and then he'd somehow find himself over there dusting again right by the door, and somehow he ended up dusting up by where that little thing was up there, and somehow he knocked the key down, and the key was just lying there on the ground, and he picked it up, and he knew he should have put it back. But you know what he did?
Open the door.
No, he put it back. But he kept on dusting, and son of a gun, it kept getting back there, and he dusted again, and he knocked it off again. Isn't that a coincidence? And it fell down, and he picked it up. And you know what he did with the key?
Put it back.
No, he opened the door with it. He took the key, and he knew he shouldn't do it. He knew he shouldn't do it. He was just going to take a peek and then put the key right back. And he put the key in the lock, and he pulled in, and he opened it up, and he took a peek inside just to take a peek. And inside he could see, in a dim golden light, a beautiful chair covered in gold. I mean, it looked like a recliner chair, the kind that you sit in and watch TV. But this one was just kind of shiny and gold, and it was attached to something that looked like a machine, and the machine had a screen on it that almost looked a little bit like a computer screen, and they were all attached together like the kind of thing where you'd sit down and maybe just watch a TV show or something in comfort. And he knew he should close the door and leave it, but just like you, he couldn't help himself, and he went in just to take a little look. And he walked in, and the chair was just so comfortable looking that he couldn't help himself, but he actually sat down in it. And as soon as he did, it was the funniest thing. But the chair sort of gushed and moved and settled and became the most comfortable thing he'd ever sat in. It was like, ooh. And then it just started vibrating a little bit, and it kind of like tickled. He went, ooh, this is kind of nice. And he just sat there, and he forgot all about the fact that he was someplace he really shouldn't be. And he just went, ooh, this is nice. And he started looking around, and he was just like vibrating like this. And it just kind of made him kind of relax and felt like all his little insides were getting all jellied up and loosened up and just felt kind of nice. And he looked around to see what this screen was in front of him, and he couldn't find any switch or box or anything. And then underneath it was a big red button that said, on. And he went, ooh, and he pressed the button. And all of a sudden, oh, we don't want to press the button. Okay, wait. Okay, we'll say, quick vote. How many people say we should leave the button alone because he's going to get electrocuted? Okay, how many people say we should push the red button and find out what happens? Okay, we'll push the red button. All right. So, Tyler pushed the button, and all of a sudden it went, and all of a sudden the screen lit up. And Tyler expected something exciting to happen with hum and bright white lights and all those kind of things, but no, it just went, and it just said, welcome. Welcome to the quadridium edition of the Universal Operating System. And it just went and turned on, and it looked an awful lot like the computer he had at home. And there was a screen that had favorites up there, you know, just like he usually did. And he thought, well, this is kind of like just a computer. And he reached up and he touched the screen and opened up the favorites. And there, you know what was up there?
What? Abraham Lincoln.
Things like Google and Yahoo and other websites. There was nothing too exciting about it at all. It was just a computer with websites. And it said www.google.com and www.apple.com. But then there was one underneath it that said www.tarsus.plnt. Well, that was kind of odd. And he sat there looking at that, and then right on top of it, he realized on top of it was something that was written that said www.tenacitymagic.com. Well, he pulled out a sheet of paper, he took some notes, and he wrote down the top one, figuring that might be a really cool website where there might be secrets and things like that, of like how magic tricks happen. And this one he'd never seen before, the www.tarsus.plnt, he wrote that one down, and he figured he'd go home and try it on his own computer. And he looked at the clock, he realized he still had a little more time before 2:17. Maybe he should try out the computer. So he thought about, should I go to Google? Should I go to Apple? He thought, nah, I better go to the website I made for myself. So he typed in his home website, which is www.tylerzone.com. It was a website he just made for himself to store all his pictures on. And he clicked on it, expecting to see, all of a sudden, his website and his dog, Fluffy. Well, we got to come up with a better name than that. His dog.
No. Debbie.
His dog, Debbie? Okay. Debbie. And he saw his dog, Debbie. He figured, so he typed in www.tylerzone.com and pressed return, expecting the screen. And in that instant, all of a sudden he heard a sound that sounded like hum. And all of a sudden the screen went bright white, and it said, transmogrification starting, target acquired, preparing to scan, and all of a sudden a bright white light started shining, going zzz, 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 and Tyler could feel it scanning his whole body, and all of a sudden he realized he needed to get out of there really quick, so he tried to get out of the chair, and all of a sudden it went and sucked him into it, and there wasn't anything he could do to move. All of a sudden, all those vibrations, the ones that felt so good, just stopped, and all he could feel was the whole thing shaking while the white light is scanning over him, and he's just feeling like the light is going through him with his eyes closed. And then he opened it, and the white light stopped, and the screen said, transmogrification starting. And he could feel himself getting sucked into the screen. It was like his whole body was just kind of going like this. And all of a sudden, he felt himself more than saw himself be sucked into the screen. And then he could feel himself just being squeezed through little tubes. It was like his toothpaste being squeezed through things up, down, left, right. And he could see stuff zipping, zapping all over. And wires and things. And he saw things he couldn't believe. All of a sudden, he opened his eyes. And he was sitting in a chair in his bedroom. And in front of him was the computer screen. And the computer screen said, transmogrification complete. You are now at www.tylerzone.com. And he looked around, and it was his chair in his bedroom, and it was his computer, and everything was okay. He wiggled his fingers and his toes, and he thought to himself, thank goodness I didn't type in www.google.com. I'd be grounded forever trying to get my way back from San Francisco. And he sat there and he looked at his clock and it was 2:12. He only had 5 minutes to get back. And he thought, well, what I'll do is I'll transmogrify myself and go back into the magic shop. So he pulled out a sheet and he went www.tenacitymagic.com and hit return. And all of a sudden it went, and the screen said, welcome to Tenacity Magic. What kind of magic tricks would you like to buy? He goes, no, I got to get back. And he realized that was just the website for the magic shop. And so he quick turned off the computer and ran downstairs and ran down the streets and ran in the front door of Tenacity Magic. And just at the instant he sat down behind the counter, the door rings and Mr. Tenacity walks in. And he stops for a second, and he looks, and fortunately, though, he had enough time as he came in to close the door and put the key back and turn everything off. Whew. And he just sat there, but he had that kind of guilty look on his face like he'd done something he shouldn't have done, and Mr. Tenacity looked at him and said, you wouldn't have done something like that. And Tyler went, I'm never, ever going to do that again. And he just went back to dusting, and Mr. Tenacity went back to going into the room and the hum sound, and he'd disappear and he'd come back. And life went on like that with Tyler wondering what in the world that thing was. And you know how in the first couple days when you do something you shouldn't have done, how you're sure you're never going to do it again? And then a couple days pass, and all of a sudden it doesn't seem quite so bad. And then a week passes, and all of a sudden you start wondering about things. Well, it happened again. And if it wouldn't have been for this, this would be a very short, boring story. But guess what? Guess. Guess what happened again? The phone rang. The phone rang, and Mr. Tenacity picked it up, and he said, yep, 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 okay, I'll see you, and he hung up. And he turned to Tyler, and he said, Tyler, I'm going to be gone here for another exactly 1 hour. You remember how this goes. Don't go into the room. No, of course not, I won't, Mr. Tenacity, okay. And if anybody comes, what do you tell them? Tell him to come back at 2:17. Yep, you do that. You can do that? Yep, I can. Mr. Tenacity with the ring of a bell left. Well, that left Tyler in there by himself dusting. And all he could think about was one thing, which is, I wonder what www.tarsus.plnt means. And so it took about 5 minutes before all the dusting knocked off the key. And this time, he couldn't help himself. He just reached down and grabbed the key. and he put it in and he turned it and he looked and he realized he still had 40 minutes. What could possibly go wrong? He could also run back here. And he went and he sat down in the chair and he pushed the red button and it went and it opened up again just like it had before. And he went to favorites and there it was, www.tarsus.plnt. Well, he was not going to go someplace he didn't want to do again, so he got very smart. And he went out and he got a long broom handle and some tape, and he taped it all up so he had a long pole. And then he went back into the room and he sat there and he typed www.tarsus.plnt. And before he pressed enter, he went out and he got that stick. And he stood in the very back of the room where nothing could possibly go wrong. And he reached way over and he pressed enter. And all of a sudden the screen came alive with transmogrification starting. Target unidentified, scanning for target. Tyler stayed way back like this while the white light went all over the chair. Well, that white light wasn't going to find Tyler, or so he thought. And then all of a sudden the screen said, broadening search, and Tyler leaned back. All of a sudden the bright light went, and he felt the bright white line, target acquired, transmogrification started, and he could feel this pull, and he tried to pull away, but the strength of it just sucked into the chair, and all of a sudden he was sitting there in the chair, and there was nothing he could do about it, and he could feel the... And he felt himself squeeze into the screen, but this time it wasn't the same. At first, he felt himself going through the little tubes, but then all of a sudden, it was totally different because now everything was black. And he could see stars, and he could see comets, and he could see nebula, and he was flying through space. And as he'd go towards one place, all of a sudden it'd zip over to another one, and then he'd go somewhere else, and it'd zip over to another one. It was like he's been gone through this pinball machine of stars and planets. And then all of a sudden he started going faster and faster and faster, and ahead of him was what looked like a planet, but a different color. It was kind of a pinkish color. And instead of having clouds, it seemed like it had this huge net all the way around it. And he kept flying to the net, and it looked like he was going to slam into this big net and be cut into slices. And as soon as he hit the net, all of a sudden it was like he was back in the little tube, being squeezed like toothpaste, and then boom! There he was, just sitting there. On a chair with a computer screen in front of him. But he looked down and his feet were buried in sand. It was up to his ankles and he wiggled his toes and the sand was really puffy and floated up like talcum powder and looked an awful lot like the dust he'd been dusting off all the parts in the magic store. And just like you do when you're in a new place, you take things in one at a time and he kind of leaned back and looked around and he was actually on a beach, which was a pretty strange place to be sitting on a chair in front of a computer. And next to the beach was a beautiful ocean. And the ocean just had the smallest little waves lapping at it. Just baby little waves. And the palm trees that raised up out of there were like palm trees he'd seen before, but they were completely different because instead of having palm fronds on the top, it's like they had fingers that waved back and forth in the wind. And the fingers kept waving around like they were trying to grab the wind. And he looked around and there was a little dune and a little pathway going over the dune, like little rocks you could actually walk on, this kind of puffy sand. So the screen said, transmogrification complete. Welcome to planet Tarsus. And as he stopped for a second, he thought about it and he went, oh my gosh, PLNT. That's not com, that's not net, that's planet. UWW, that's not World Wide Web, that's Universe Wide Web. And he realized that somehow he'd ended up on a whole other planet and he needed to be back in 30 minutes and he was on the planet Tarsus. And we looked at the palm trees, he noticed something kind of funny behind them, which is, there were two shadows. One of them was kind of pink and one of them was kind of gray. And he swung around and looked up into the sky. And the sky, instead of being blue, was pink. And instead of having one star, There was like the sun, but there was another one that was like a bright red star. It was the most beautiful and strange and scary thing. And he would have stopped and looked around, but he knew he had to figure something else out on how to get back. And so he just sat at the screen and he typed in, you know, www.tenacitymagic.com. And it started to go, and then, server down, try again later. And he tried typing it again, server's down, try again later. And he's going, oh my gosh, when is later? Is that next week or next month or next year? I may be here forever. And he kept trying it and nothing happened. And he realized he was possibly going to be stuck on planet Tarsus. Well, the only thing he could do was explore, and so he did. He got up out of the chair and he saw these little shelves that were laid out so he could walk across the sand. And he started walking across the sand and came up over a dune. And on the far side of the dune, sitting there right in front of him, was a small cottage. And the cottage looked just like those cottages you see in England. It had a thatched roof. And in front of it, it said, Hiram Tenacity, Universal Wide Web Webmaster. He walked up to the cottage and he opened the door and he went in. And inside were some of the strangest pieces of furniture he'd ever seen. There were chairs and couches and things that were a lot like the couch that he'd sat on. And he actually sat down in one of them and he just felt it kind of gush around his body, just like that one had in front of the computer screen. And everything in there was labeled with a little sign that it said, like, coffee pot, and underneath it some strange hieroglyphics. And over here it said chair, and underneath it some strange language. It was like everything was labeled with both English and something else. And then he heard a sound that was kind of like a very gentle hum. Hum. It wasn't like a low hum, it was kind of like a high hum. And he walked out the front door, and it wasn't that high. And he walked out of the cottage and he walked around and he followed the little shelves around the back. And there in the back was a fence. But it wasn't a fence like any kind of fence he'd ever seen before. The fence posts were there, but in between were humming red lines. And it was very clear that if you touched those red lines, bad things would happen because of the dark kind of humming sound that was coming from them. And he walked around the fence, and he couldn't quite see what was inside it. But when he came around the corner of this fence, he saw a gate and a sign and a big button that said, whatever you do, do not turn off the gate. Do not turn off the fence. And he could see inside, and inside was a garden of statues, little ones, only about this high. And they're all frozen in funny different positions. And the statues were of little animals and that were all kind of strange because they had very long figures. And they seemed to have pockets all over their bodies and they were all frozen in position. And they looked extremely harmless. Well, so he went over and when he got to that big button, he thought, what could possibly go wrong by turning off the gate for just a little bit? Let's turn off the gate and go inside.
No.
Yeah.
So that what he did.
No.
And as soon as he turned it off, everything just got quiet and he realized it really was a very safe situation because they were just statues. What were statues going to do and why would they ever put a fence around something as simple as statues? So he walked inside and started walking among the statues and looking at them and they all had the strangest expressions. And the oddest thing were these fingers, these long seven fingers on each hand that looked kind of grabby and pockets on these little short creatures. It was like cargo pants, but cargo pants kind of built into their body. Well, what he didn't see was underneath his foot was a shell, and when he stepped on that shell, it made a noise. And it made like a crunch. And he stepped on that, and it made the crunch. And all of a sudden, every one of the statues' heads whipped around and looked at him. And it's one thing to look at statues that are frozen, but it's a whole other thing when 20 statues all of a sudden turn and look at you. And as they did, all of a sudden their bodies started to creak and move. And they looked at him and they all started walking towards him like this. And pretty soon, before he knew it, he had all these little short creatures around him grabbing him. And one of them grabbed his shoe and took it and shoved it in his pocket and it disappeared. Another one grabbed his watch and put it in a pocket. And the other one grabbed the hat off his head. He said, wait, wait, no, stop. And they just started grabbing at him and taking everything they could find and putting it in their pockets. Well, not quite his shirt. And he panicked and he started running, and fortunately these little statues had the shortest little legs that couldn't really move very fast. So as he started to run on the shelves, going back down and just hoping that maybe the web server was up and he'd be able to get back, all the little creatures started following him with their little feet and looked over his shoulder, and they were all running on the sand coming after him. But he was much faster. He sat down, and he could still see him about 30 feet away, and he got on the screen and he started typing. He went, www.tenacitymagic.com. And it came up and it said, incorrect website address. Server's up. Try again. So, wait, it's www.tenacitymagic.cmm. And he types it in and it goes, incorrect web address. Try again. And he goes, oh my gosh, that's right. www.tenacitymagic.plnt, because I'm going to another planet. And he pressed a button and it said, transmogrification starting. Do not move. Acquisition of target beginning. And just then he felt the white light and he realized he was going to make it and everything was going to be okay. And then all of a sudden he felt hands on his feet and he looked down and three of the little creatures had grabbed onto him and grabbed his necks. And he was sitting there and there wasn't anything he could do because the chair was grabbing him and all of a sudden these creatures were grabbing him and he could feel them being scanned and there wasn't anything he was going to be doing except getting squeezed into the screen, and he did. And him and the three little creatures ended up going back and forth through the little tubes like toothpaste, and then he could see black sky and stars and planets and constellations. And then he could see this big planet coming up, and he recognized it because it was. And then all of a sudden it was bang into the little tubes and everything, and shink! There he was sitting back in Tenacity Magic. But the three little creatures were there too, and immediately they jumped off him and ran through the door, and all he could hear was crashing and crashing, crunching as they tore the place apart. And he opened the door and he went out, and there they were just grabbing every magic trick they could find and shoving it in their pockets, and it was disappearing, and there was nothing in there at all. Except the doorbell rang, and guess who walked in?
Mr. Tenacity
walked in. And as soon as he did, those three little creatures screeched out beside him and disappeared outside into Verona, Wisconsin. And Mr. Tenacity looked at Tyler, who was sitting there with just a horrible look on his face. And Mr. Tenacity said, "You went in the room, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I told you not to, and you promised." "I know, but I guess it was a little bit of too much temptation, wasn't it, to leave that key there?" And Tyler said, "Yeah, it was. I had to go." And he said, "Then did you go to the planet?" I said, "Yeah, I did." "Well, I guess I owe you an explanation then, don't I? But let's get this place cleaned up first." And so they cleaned up the place and got everything all kind of dusted and put away. And he said, "Well, I guess I should probably explain to you. My name is Hiram Tenacity, and I'm not a magician. What I really am is I'm a researcher. And what I do is I go around and find planets and find out what they're about. You see, we used to explore planets, our species, in the old-fashioned way, riding rockets around. But we learned there was a better way to do it called UWW, and we invented UWW so we could just sit there at our screens and explore planets using the Universal Wide Web. And then when certain planets got to certain levels of development, they got their own WWWs, and we could see everything that was going on, but we found out that what we saw on the computers weren't actually true. Everybody was a little prettier, and all the things were just a little nicer, and we needed somebody to actually go to the planets and check them to find out what we call ground truth, and that was me. I'm the guy that actually uses the transmogrifier to go to the different planets, and I go to them. And I stay there for a while, and I open up a shop, and I find out what the planets are really like by hiring people like you to come in and show me. I go back and I tell my friends about what that is, and then I go on to another planet. Earth is the seventh planet I've been to. And I probably should explain a little bit about those statues. You see, there's another planet out there. It's filled with what we call grabbers. Those little grabbers are like little kleptomaniacs. All they want to do is steal stuff. And they'll go and grab stuff, put it in their pockets, and they'll sell it to other planets. It's just not okay. So one of my other jobs is anytime I find grabbers, I take them back and put them in that place and freeze them. And then eventually take them back to their planet. But apparently you let three of those things get out of here. So we better go get them before it causes too much trouble. So Mr. Tenacity and Tyler went outside, and Mr. Tenacity pulled out a little device like a little egg, and he turned it on, and it started vibrating and humming, and all of a sudden it started pointing in a direction, and they followed it, and there in a dumpster was one of the grabbers rooting through and popping out and with a coffee can and another piece of trash in his hand, and he pointed the little egg at him and lit it up and shined it on him, and all of a sudden the little grabber froze just like a statue. And Mr. Tenacity said, "Oh, you go get that one." And Tyler went over there and grabbed him up and picked him up, and he was actually pretty light. And then they went and they found another one underneath, underneath a car, picking up little pieces of nuts and bolts, and they froze him. And they found another one that was running around in a back alley, and they froze him, and they brought all three of them back. And Mr. Tenacity took those three into the back room and said to Tyler, "Well, Tyler, I think you probably learned a lesson about not messing with things you shouldn't." Tyler said, "Yeah." He said, "Okay, well, nothing caused too much harm here. I think there's probably going to be some stories, though, in the news about some people running around crazy, and it's probably time I moved on. So I think I better close up the magic shop, and it wouldn't be too fair to you, though, since you committed to working through the summer, to not pay you through the summer, so let me get you some money to pay you for the summer." And he got him some money out of the cash register and said, "That ought to be enough for you to buy your computer. And you've been a good worker, and I'll have one more thing for you. Come back here tomorrow and take a look in back, and you'll find something for you. And we might be just seeing each other again." And Mr. Tenacity gave him a wink. Well, Tyler left, and sure enough, he came back the next day, and the whole shop was boarded up, and the sign was gone. And he looked in the boarded windows, and he could see that everything was gone and the whole place was empty and nothing was there. And you remember what Mr. Tenacity said, and he walked into the back and there was a little sign that said, "For you, Tyler." And he went over by the little sticky, and back behind a piece of wood was the sign that said, "Tenacity's Magic Illusions Bought, Sold, and Discovered." And he took that sign home and he hung it up in his bedroom, and it always reminded him of the adventures that he'd had, and it reminded him that he shouldn't go to places that people say don't. And time passed, about a month or two, and the story would have ended there, except that one day he was sitting there one morning, he woke up on a Saturday morning, and his computer went bing, the sound it makes when he's got mail. And he went over, and there was an email, nothing too excited, except it said, "From Tenacity." And he clicked on it, and the email opened, and it said, "Tyler, want to see something really neat? Click on this link." And Tyler clicked on the link, and all of a sudden, boom, the screen lit up, and it said, "New, improved, Transmogrifier 5000 works from any computer. Press here to be scanned." And Tyler looked at that, and he thought, "Should I or shouldn't I?" And he got up out of the chair, and he went back, and he opened the door, and he yelled downstairs, "Hey, Mom, I'm going to be gone for a while. I'll be back for lunch." And he went down, sat on the chair with a smile on his face, pressed click. The end.